A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2019 issue on Seeking Racial Justice. One Asian American's Voice. The editors interviewed Andrea Fontana, née Wong, about her experience as an Asian American. A native of South Bend, Indiana, now living in Southeast Seattle, Mrs. Fontana is currently program coordinator at the Ignatian Spirituality Center. She is a lay minister, liturgical musician, activist, and mother. How would you describe your family background? When asked to give this interview, my first thought was how significant it was that this issue would include an Asian American voice. Asian American experiences are often missing or minimally mentioned in conversations about racism, as I noticed in the U.S. Catholic Bishop's pastoral letter against racism. Yet my second thought was awareness of my privilege. I'm a first-generation Asian American, but I am not a first-generation Asian Westerner. My dad and his mother are New Zealand-born Chinese, so I know that I'm not speaking for Asian Americans as a whole, because like others, my story is unique. After my dad earned the top score on New Zealand's national math test, he was awarded a Fulbright to attend Harvard. After receiving a PhD in math, he returned to New Zealand to teach, met my mom, and gave birth to my oldest sister. When my sister was one, a former professor invited him to teach at Notre Dame, so I was born in South Bend, Indiana, a predominantly white college town. What are your thoughts on the term Asian American? The label Asian American lumps me with a vast array of people with varied experiences of racism. There are people from countries of origin that experience more discrimination. Southeast Asians statistically experience more discrimination than Chinese and Japanese. There are immigrants of Asian descent, lower-income Asian Americans, and those who do not speak English fluently who may experience more discrimination than my family. There are so many Asian countries that it is hard to generalize the Asian American experience as a monolithic experience. My mom, an immigrant from China to New Zealand, is more traditionally Chinese. She often pitted the words Asian and American against each other. When she didn't approve of my friend's influence, she pointed out that their values were, quote, so American, as opposed to Chinese values, even though we were also American. So the term Asian American holds memories of tension for me. Though I was not biracial, I definitely felt bicultural growing up. How is your experience of race different from that of your children? I recently asked my kids about being biracial. My 7-year-old said, "No, we're white." I sadly realized, that's how she sees herself. Racial awareness develops at a very young age, but I think that claiming one's racial identity comes as a young adult. I later said to my 11-year-old, "You know, you're biracial. Some people call it half-half, but it's not like you take half of yourself from the Chinese side and half of yourself from the Italian and English side. If you fully embrace it all, you'll be able to talk about what it's like to live in this space between cultures. It will be interesting to learn from them what it means to be biracial." How do you feel about Asian Americans often being cast as the model minority? The model minority myth that all Asian Americans are smart, hardworking, ideal minorities stems from a change in U.S. immigration law in 1965, which gave preference to highly educated and skilled applicants. It ushered in a new wave of Asian immigrants who had previously been perceived as illiterate or not assimilating. My dad, a classic case of a model minority, was allowed into the country around that time precisely because he was highly educated. I wonder how many Asians were not allowed in the U.S. due to this hyper-selective policy. yet it benefited our family and likely contributed to our experiencing relatively little discrimination. The flip side of the stereotype that Asian Americans are industrious, rule-abiding workers is a perception that they lack interpersonal charm or other skills. Interestingly, many Asian Americans have internalized the model minority myth. For instance, aspiring to the Ivy League, perhaps believing they will compensate for other obstacles to Asian success in American society. My Chinese upbringing led me to be detail-oriented, conscientious, and a hard worker who prefers to be behind the scenes. In many ways, I fit the stereotypes. But I also defy the stereotypes through my education as an architect and theologian. I've noticed that when people praise me, they often focus on how organized and detail-oriented I am, rather than on my creativity or ministerial skills. I wonder whether the attention given to the aspects of me that are more stereotypically Asian American reveals a subconscious internalization of the model minority myth. Can you describe your experience with racism? My experiences operate more on a personal level than on the level of institutional discrimination or systemic racism, which other people of color face daily. When racism does not surface in overt ways, one effect is that I can never be sure whether or not someone has demonstrated racial bias toward me. When recently vetting orthodontists, the orthodontist asked me, "So where did you live before you came to Seattle?" I thought to myself, that's a subtle way to ask the "Where are you from?" question, and I wondered, would he have asked my white husband the same question? Perhaps not, but the point is, I will never know for sure. One of my European American friends actually helped me understand why I, as an Asian American, often feel marginalized on a personal level. I shared with her that I didn't feel known in a group of people I had met with for years. She said she's noticed that a typical communication style of her Asian friends is to ask questions and then listen, following up questions with more questions. As a result, they don't talk much about themselves, if at all. This was revelatory because it put words to a cultural difference that explains why I sometimes feel invisible and unknown in spaces that are not Asian. On an institutional level, Asian Americans are statistically the racial group least likely to be promoted to management. I believe this not only comes from the common stereotypes about Asian Americans, but also from unquestioned assumptions about what makes a good leader. The dominant culture often views good leaders as vocal, bold decision makers. Often white men fit this description. I became aware of this dynamic at my daughter's first school, where the head of school was a Japanese gentleman. He told me that he was the only Asian head of school in the Northwest Independent School System. When he announced his decision to retire and it came time to interview a new head, parents murmured, "No offense to Robert, but he was just not out there enough to promote our school." I thought he listened carefully and did amazing things very quietly. The characteristics the parents sought in a leader were not qualities typically associated with people of Asian descent. What is something that you wish others would know or at least begin to understand about Asian Americans? Asian Americans are often invisible in U.S. society and culture and also tend to be forgotten in discourse about racism. What I wish others would do is first simply notice Asian Americans, and I offer these questions for reflection. How do I overlook Asian Americans in my circles? How well and deeply do I know and listen to the Asian Americans around me? What are my stereotypes of Asian Americans, and where do those come from? How might Asian Americans be boxed in or discriminated against? Where are Asian Americans in my circles, in the church and community, in entertainment and media, in education and politics, in leadership and business, and in public discourse.